With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. John Banville, one of Ireland's most prominent writers, is now gathering converts in the United States thanks to his brilliant short novel, The Book of Evidence. The story is in the form of a courtroom confession by one Freddie Montgomery, who was awaiting trial for the murder of a maid as he stole a painting from the home of a former neighbor. As John Banville points out, even Freddie doesn't understand how he came to commit that awful crime.
He doesn't know why. When he tries to find a reason for it, the strongest emotion he can remember was one of impatience.
The maid just happened to get in his way. Freddie ruminates about his life and the events leading up to the murder in a cool, dispassionate tone, but John Banville makes it clear the strain Freddie is under.
And he's trying to keep up a front. He's trying to keep the mask in place, but it keeps slipping.
The centuries-old conflict between Ireland and England is always in the background in the Book of Evidence, even though the novel is not directly about the Troubles.
If one lives in a very troubled country like Ireland, those troubles are going to have an effect, even if it's a subconscious effect on what one does. I still find it strange when I'm driving from Dublin to the north to be stopped at the border by very heavily armed soldiers and policemen.
The army checkpoints are sometimes terrifying.
You roll the window down and this incredibly well-armed soldier comes along, you know, in an English accent, and starts to talk to you, and you realize that if your foot slipped on the accelerator or if the car backfired or something, you know, a nervous 19-year-old soldier might well blow your head off.
From Ireland, John Banville, author of the critically acclaimed novel The Book of Evidence, published by Scribner's. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The Republic of Ireland has a number of quaint customs. For example, a censorship board, which protects Irish sensibilities by outlawing such publications as Playboy. John Banville is the author of a critically praised novel, The Book of Evidence. So far, Banville has escaped the fist of the censorship board, even though there is one scene in the novel in which a man has sex with two women at the same time. Banville says that for the most part, Irish writers try to keep a low profile.
One of us submitted the Bible to the censorship board recently because it was absolutely reeking of full of sex and violence.
The censorship board got around that one by saying the Bible was just too popular to ban. Despite such absurdities as a censorship board, Ireland is good to its artists. They don't have to pay taxes on their earnings, and they receive subsidies if their incomes fall below a certain level.
There are very few people there who are millionaires who are getting away tax-free. I mean, most of them are just people who are scratching a living.
Banville's novel, The Book of Evidence, which has been compared to Camus' The Stranger, is about an accused murderer who composes a rambling confession to give to the court. The novel was nominated for Britain's most prestigious award, the Booker Prize. No Americans need apply.
If American authors were allowed in, the prize would just come to America every year because American fiction is so strong.
John Banville savors his daytime job, that of literary editor of the Irish Times in Dublin.
I feel like a child in a candy store. New books crossing my desk every day. My problem is I don't like to give them away. I'd like to keep them all for myself.
John Banville, who was building an American audience with his novel, The Book of Evidence, published by Scribner's. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.